Hey guys, this is Feko, and this is another episode of the Surviving the Cold podcast. How have you guys been? How is Lagos treating you? How is the economy? How are you surviving the economy? Anyway, so we'll just dive right into today's topic, and it's centered around the policy that the Lagos State government has vowed to enforce before the end of the year or by 2025. So quickly, I'll just go to Punch newspaper. So Punch reported on 4th of March that Lagos State government vows to enforce a monthly rental policy. Now, a lot of us that are based outside the country, you know, in the UK, America, Canada, we're already used to paying our rent monthly. And I mean, prior to that, we're used to paying our rent annually because, you know, most of us migrated from Nigeria. So coming here, you realize that there's a system that works, you know, and then some people even get their salaries weekly, which gives you enough time to save up for your monthly rent, if that makes sense. Yeah. So now the Lagos State government, they want to emulate this pattern, or should I say this monthly rental scheme. And reading the article on Punch newspaper, the special advisor to the Lagos State Governor on Housing, Barakat Odunuga Bakare, disclosed that the state's monthly rental scheme will be enforced before the end of the year, just like I said when I started the podcast. And she also stated during a press briefing in Lagos that she said that we all see what is being done in other climes. I mean, like the UK, you know, the US, Canada. Rents are collected monthly, and we are looking and hoping that before the end of the year, we'll be able to implement the policy of monthly rental. Also, the rental would be charged according to tenants' earnings. Now, when I saw that quote, first question I asked myself is, must we copy every single thing that is done, you know, in other climes? I mean, even if you're going to copy, yeah, at least understand how what you're copying has been structured to work. You don't just copy and paste, you know, and then you expect it to work like that. You have to understand that there are processes involved. You know, they didn't just wake up one morning and say, oh, everybody should start paying their month rently. They had to make sure that there were certain factors, certain things and conditions that were put in place in order for this thing to work. Now, before I read this article further, I asked some of our followers, you know, to make their contributions or share their opinions regarding this new policy that might be or will be implemented before the end of the year. And this is what they had to say.
So, regards the Lagos State government's monthly rent policy, personally, I don't think it makes any sense, especially when you think about the minimum wage, which is so poor, and you see companies still owing salaries in 2024. So how do you expect someone like that to churn out money monthly for rent when they can barely even feed? The truth is, even the annual rent, people don't pay their landlords once. They sort of have an agreement or like a payment structure with the landlords. So paying monthly will definitely be a problem. But I guess it all falls down to the kind of landlords each individual has. So I see the government, the Lagos State government, they said rental would be charged accordingly, or charged according to earnings or something like that. I read something like that recently, that rental will be charged according to earnings. But I don't know how they're going to enforce that law, because they didn't build the houses for the landlord, so they can't just possibly ask anybody to charge less, or I don't know. It's all so confusing at the moment. So, fingers crossed, we'll see how it goes. But personally, I don't think it's a really good thing.
It's not going to be personal. It's not going to work. Firstly, the economy is jeopardized. A lot of people are trying to put their shit together, yeah? And the housing crisis is really, really ridiculous. The prices are really high that people are still finding it hard to pay up their yearly rent, right? And they're saying they want to start paying monthly. So that's going to be an advantage to those landlords to inflate the prices. For example, if you're getting an apartment for, let's say, a one-bedroom apartment for 1,200, a condominium for 1.2 million naira, and they say you're going to be paying yearly. We have 12 months in the year. We're supposed to pay, okay. They say you are supposed to be paying monthly, yeah? We have 12 months in the year, so it's supposed to be like 100,000. So if each landlord realized that, oh, 100,000 yearly, yeah, they're going to increase it. Before you know it, from that 100,000 to get to 200,000, and before you know, you get to 300,000 for a condo per month. You know, they want to tell you that, oh, it's not enough for them to buy. So I don't think that's a good idea. It's not going to work in Nigeria. It's not going to work. A lot of people are finding it out to pay their taxes. How then do you think most of the companies don't even pay their staff well? Is it the company that the staff earn, a banker earns like 150,000 to 200,000? I don't believe that thing is going to work. They're just going to, if they try it, they're just going to make housing prices worse. Because when they start it out, it's going to be cool, right? Maybe you think, oh, it's better. Oh, a room self-contained, you're paying 15,000 naira monthly. Before you know, before months and yeah, before you know, you realize that. Because there's no regulations in this our economy. People just do whatever they want to do. And before you know, you see that you can't even afford that apartment. So I think it's fakid. They're just trying to bubble us in this country. And trying to bamboozle us. Because they just want to be like abroad. They don't know that there are measures in place to be like this abroad. Measures in place. You get abroad is a system that works. Nigeria is not a system that works. So trying to do that without putting things together, making Nigeria work before you do that, you're just going to jeopardize the whole economy. Just like we're in deep shit now. We're trying to come out of it. Anyways, that's a little my own opinion about it.
Pressure to wow, as in, and if care is not taken, Lagos is going to be one hell of a madhouse with this useless monthly rental policy they are about to enact. Because, come to think of it, as a young man trying to survive in Lagos, having the time to plan is something that we all bank on. Knowing that my rent will expire in a few months' time is what actually would make me start gingering. There are no factors that will make me start saving monthly for my rent. It is when I know my rent is due to 2 to 3 months, I will now start hustling it. I'm gathering my rent. Now, I don't know where they think this thing will work in Africa. Somebody just sleeps and wakes up and feel like, yes, let us make their life even harder. There is no how you plan to make this easier, or there is no logical explanation that the Lagos government is going to give this thing, that tenants will not still be abused by their landlords. I know landlords that will tell you, don't put on generator and all sort of nonsense policies. Now that they are now making the monthly rental this thing, they are going to abuse it. Life is going to be harder. People are going to be under much more pressure than before. We'll start hustling like we are already hustling like thieves. Like we'll now start hustling like camera. See, the skill of, I am just trying to see that I can't even imagine. Criminal activities will be on the high side because people want to meet up targets. Imagine. No. This is not good.
this is not good. If the government has a plan to make their infrastructures monthly, yes, I know government has a way of doing subs, but putting it in the public sector, I'm telling you, Nigerian police system is fucked up that they will not be able to, they will not be able to attend to these issues. Imagine my, no. And the truth of the matter is they will tell you if you cannot pay, you move out. They'll tell you to move out. Please, I just pray this doesn't work so that everybody can go back to their planning and paying their yearly rental fees other than putting them under pressure to start. God, I pray not. They better go back, sit back and rediscuss this thing because he no go work, I swear.
All right, we've listened to three different contributors. By the way, shout out to Faith, Rotimi, and Abib. You know, thank you guys for sharing your opinions. Starting with Faith's opinion, she made a very valid point where she said this policy might increase housing prices in Lagos. It's true because, fine, like you said, even if they start by saying, okay, everyone should start paying 15,000 naira monthly, it's definite that subsequently these landlords might decide to increase the rate, and which is also one of the benefits of this new policy. But this will be favorable to landlords, you know, is the ability for them or the flexibility for them to increase the rent, you know, whenever they feel there is more demand based on the market conditions. They can just decide to increase the rent, and also for the tenants, the flexibility there is that you can easily move out without long-term commitments, if you get what I'm saying. So it has its pros and cons, and it's both applicable to both the landlords and the tenants. And also, she mentioned that companies owe salaries monthly, which is true. In fact, most of our contributors actually said the same thing, you know, regarding the salary payment. And me, myself, personally, while I was working in Nigeria, I've experienced delay in the payment of my salary. So that's something that is sacrosanct. You know, most of us, we've experienced that before. Imagine you're in March and you've not been paid salaries for January and February. So are you going to pay your rent monthly? Unlike here now, like here in the UK, some people get, or most people actually get their salaries weekly. Do you understand? So you're able to save up for your monthly rent, and it makes it easy for you to just plan, if you get what I mean. So if such policy will be implemented, employers should also ensure that, you know, they pay their staff as I went due. No need for delaying salaries, because how do you expect them to save up for their rents? You get me? Also, if they're going to charge according to earnings, does that mean that the government will not detect the rates for the landlords? Are they, because just like Abib said, they're not the ones that built these houses for the landlords. The landlords are the ones that use their money to build these properties. Unless they are collecting loans from the government, do you understand, to work on this project. So it's more like a collaboration between the landlords and the government to build infrastructures or houses for people to rent. Then perhaps the government would have a say in terms of, okay, how can they reduce the rates? How can they increase the rate and all that? Otherwise, I don't think it's possible for them to start dictating, oh, this is how much you're going to charge your tenants. Because if you didn't contribute financially to the construction of that property, I don't think you have any power or you have any influence whatsoever to dictate the rates at which the landlord of that property should rent that house to any tenants. Do you understand? So yeah, that one, I don't see the point, unless maybe they come out and explain that to me or explain it to us so that we can fully comprehend how that is going to work. Because right now, it's not making any sense. And also, someone said, wrote to me actually, he said, right now, people are already hustling like thieves. People are already hustling like thieves to ensure that they you know, meet up with paying their bills, you know, taking care of themselves. As funny as it sounds, it's not funny, you know, because if you see what is happening right now in the economy, you will know that it's really bad. It's really, really terrible. So he said, if people are already hustling like thieves right now, you can only imagine that people start hustling like armed robbers in order for them to meet up with these bills or, you know, paying their rent monthly. And yeah, I think I understand where it's coming from. It's not easy. You know, truth be told, all fingers are not equal. Even though some people might be able to do, you know, afford the whole monthly thing, I can assure you that that would be the lesser, or rather the figures will be lesser than those who will be able to afford this monthly rent of a thing. If you get what I'm saying. And also one thing that I know that might happen is that landlords will definitely abuse this policy. Like we've seen in the past, you know, whenever they come up with new rules, there will always be someone out there who is willing to abuse that policy, you know. So if they can enforce laws, you know, like if the legal regulations, if there's compliance with the local rental laws and regulations in Lagos, then maybe, yeah, that might work. If not, I think people will just abuse this policy like they've been doing before in the past, you know. Also, you need to look at cultural norms. Are people willing to do the monthly rental payment thing, or would they go for long term? So for me, I think if you're going to do something like that, I don't think you should totally scrap out or scrap the long term or annual rental payments. You can still leave, you know, allow people to pay annually, and those that want to pay monthly, fine. If they can afford it, let them go ahead and pay monthly, you know. But saying, oh, you're going to scrap the annual rent payment and then everybody will just switch strictly to monthly rental payments, but that's almost going to look like what they did with the Naira flotation. You get what I'm saying? It's going to, we're going to experience the same effect, because you don't just scrap something totally and you don't expect, you know, some of these effects or consequences to take place. So for me, I think that's what, these are some of the things you need to look into. Reading further, the article states that Odunuga Bakare said that 5 billion naira was allocated for the monthly rental scheme and it to be set aside and untouched. Story. So wait, my question is, what's that 5 billion naira going to be used for? They need to give us like a breakdown. Which thing they want is that 5 billion naira do, you know? And we don't want to hear story. In fact, we know what's up. I don't even have so much expectations regarding allocation of funds for things, you know. Just the other day, in the House of Rep, or was it Senate, a senator came out and was saying that most of his fellow senators were paid 500 million naira for something and it wasn't accounted for. So nobody today where, you know, these guys will just use some of these policies to embezzle funds. But we are watching, Sha. We are watching. She also added that the scheme was slow to take off because the Lagos State government, they are still trying to perfect one thing or the other. I mean, you don't just expect them to rush and, you know, implement that kind of policy without making sure that their homework is properly done. They need to go to the drawing board and really understand how this works, so you don't just, you know, make mistakes and implement a policy that a lot of people will not be comfortable with. So yeah, we'll see how that's going to work out, really, because personally, I don't think this is something that might work in Lagos, unless some of the conditions that I stated earlier are put in place. Maybe then it might work. But until then, we just keep our fingers crossed and see what happens. Sanwo-Olu made the recommendation at the 10th meeting of the National Council of Lands, Housing and Urban Development in Lagos, that this monthly rental system will be affordable to low and middle income earners, you know, pressured by the yearly rent obligations. I understand what he's trying to do here. I think what this means is that, let's say you get paid monthly, yeah, and you can't save up for your annual rent. That's why I said the annual rent obligation. Let's say you can't save up like 500k for your annual rent, and you have maybe 50k as a monthly salary or 100k. So he's saying basically with that, you can use it to pay for an apartment. You don't have to wait till you've saved up to 500,000 naira, 600,000 naira, or 1 million before, you know, you get a house. I understand, but then can you guarantee these people that there's going to be job security? Can you guarantee job security? Do you understand? So what I'm basically saying is, for something like this to work, there are so many things that need to be considered, and if you don't make sure that this thing is properly structured, I don't think it's going to work, honestly. So yeah, that's my own opinion. I wish the Lagos State Government good luck, you know, with this policy. But right now, I don't think majority of Nigerians are in support, you know, with this new policy. But only time will tell. Let's see what happens. Until then, you know, always have plan B, basically. Always have plan B. And someone also said that this might increase criminal activities because people will be under pressure, you know, to meet up with the target of their monthly payments. So, yeah, basically, let them just make sure that certain factors like looking at the market demand, the legal regulations, the cultural norms, the flexibility, and the market competition is properly studied, you know, before they say, oh, they're going to come up with this type of policy, you know. But it's all good anyway. So that brings us to the end of this episode. I decided to keep it very brief. But if you have any opinion regarding this, you know, feel free to, you know, drop us a message or leave a comment on our Instagram page, even on the Spotify page for this particular episode. You know, if you think the monthly rental scheme will work in Lagos, let us know what you think about that, basically. And also don't forget to subscribe to the Surviving Eco podcast and make sure you follow Surviving Eco on Instagram and Twitter. And by the way, I have another podcast called The Real Talk with Feko podcast. It's also available on Spotify and Apple and, you know, your other favorite streaming platforms. Make sure you check it out. So that's the end of this episode. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.